Ellen is the ideal grandmom, always saying the right thing. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Positive Monks. Ellen is always the ideal grandmom, always saying the right thing. Ellen has many grandchildren, six in fact, and all of these grandchildren are very special people. And they come to Ellen and they treat her as though she is the most knowledgeable, wonderful, gentle, beautiful being in the world. And of course, they're treating her properly. Now, why are they treating her this way? Ellen has not had the opportunity of being with her grandchildren as they were growing up because she was in America and they were in Switzerland. And she would see them every few years and visit with them and love them. And instead of bringing them gifts, she would bring them herself, her personal love. She would surround them with her understanding and with her caring and with her sharing. She'd play games with them. She'd enter into their fun. She would do all the things that she could that made her welcome in their group. And they readily accepted her. She did not try to buy their love by buying gifts for them and things like that, because that's not what a monk does. A monk shares their love. And substance is not always part of that. The substance of their love is really the great thing. Well, because Ellen shared with her grandchildren in this very noble way, her grandchildren always expected her to be full of wisdom, to be full of understanding, to be full of caring, to be full of unconditional love. Well, Ellen not only learned unconditional love at the Absolute Monastery, she shares absolute love wherever she goes. And her grandchildren feel that she is the most absolutely, unconditionally loving person on the face of the earth. It's perhaps sometimes even over their parents, because their parents have to judge them and have to guide them and have to share with them on things that are important to be shared. And they have to discipline them and inform them that certain things are expected of them. Whereas grandmother, she just merely says the right thing at the right time. She says, well, now, what do you think about that? When they do something that is not too happy, she says, what do you think about that? What do you think about that sort of a thing? What do you think about that sort of an idea? Do you think that that's going to make you happy? And they think about it. She really, truly doesn't say, do you really think it's going to make you happy? And sort of enforcing them to look at it her way. She says, look at it your way. And when you think about it, you make your own judgment. I love you, whatever your choice is. But you just think about it and make your own decision. Because, as always, you have to decide what is right for you in your life. Because you're the only one who's going to be with you all the time. You're the only one who's going to be with you and talking to you and sharing with you and loving you all the time. It's yourself. And so when you listen to your own judgment, your own attitude, your own decision of what is the highest and best for you, then that's what you do. That's just the way life is. But just have fun and be yourself. And her grandchildren just love her because she always knows exactly the right thing to say in the right way at the right time. And they know that she doesn't tell them how to live their life. But she allows them to be aware with from within themselves how to live their lives. Have a lovely day, and you too can always say the right thing when you unconditionally love yourself first and all the world. Have a lovely day. This is a really lovely day here in the monastery on the high mountains of Southern California. It's a place that is really a place to live and be happy. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.